questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, and welcome to your show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to get into a very important topic, and it is the possibility of we human beings being a part of the, we can say, spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, is it at all possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blown into us, into a physique from his own soul and spirit? Or we are, in better words, we are from the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it at all true or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For those people who are familiar with the verse of Noble Quran, we have one verse or maybe other verses talking about the blowing the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the body of human being. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِمْ مِنْ رُوحِ. In the beginning of creation of mankind, actually you may call it the Genesis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew his spirit into the mankind. What does it mean? We are talking about this issue. Maybe for some of the listeners, sounds to be to some extent complicated. And the reason of that is because most of the people, they're only familiar with the material aspect of human being, with the body, with what we like, what we desire, what we hate. And most of our, concern, they are about the these material tendencies. And most of us, if not all, we are not familiar with other realm of creation. We are not about other dimension and aspect of human being. But for the wonder of our listeners, we have two dimensions of human being. First of all, we have physical aspect that all of us, we are familiar. And we have this physical aspect of human being. On the other hand, we have a spiritual aspect of human being, you may call it the reality of human being or the soul. According to some verse of Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that min ruhi, which is the spirit of Allah. In other words, we have nafs, qalb, aql, and other maybe term, Quranic terms with regards to the entity and the reality of human being. I need to emphasize this point that my dear listener get this point that, when we say that the reality of human being and the entity of human being, we mean that human being, as I said, has one reality behind this physical existence. And the reality of human being, and this is, you may call it the what is a human being himself? Okay.
Yes.
What is the reality of human being? The existence of human being is actually the soul that we call it ruh or other terms, Quranic terms that I share with my dear listeners. Most of the people are not familiar with that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. When I want to create human being, actually, I'm talking about the beginning of the creation of mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had this kind of creation of human being and blow from his spirit to the mankind. But min ruhi idafa tashrifiyya, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attribute the spirit to himself. Like, for example, Baytullah, the host of Allah. It does not mean that Allah has hosts, or, for example, the spirit is, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Rather, it means because of the importance of that and the magnitude of that, he ascribed it to himself.
Yes.
And he wants to say that I have created this one, and it has been connected to me. And because of that, wanted to give some kind of priority and importance to that. So, These are very brief explanation of the creation of mankind. And inshallah, I will talk more about the what is a reality of ruh and what kind of traits and characteristics it had. That's but right. I need to confess that we do not have much information about that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have... have some kind of comprehensive analysis of the idea of ruh.
That's all right.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
For sure, this is the main, difference, between human beings and the other animals. Because we know that the animals have a spirit too, isn't it? They are born with a spirit.
Yes.
But the case is that the case of the spirit put in the human being and the sense of spirituality, which is born in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is very much different. So I think that in the creation of human beings, which is to be the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be an iota or a bit of the spirit of his creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to worship Allah in the best way possible. That's why the human beings, which are different from the animals, can have the steps into a spiritual perfection. And the animals cannot.
Exactly. Okay. When we say that animals have, to some, extent, yes, some, souls, it is not similar to the souls of human being. It, yes, is totally different. But talking about the souls of human being, نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي,
yes,
that it has been attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I said, because of the magnitude of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the importance of that. And in the verse of Noble Quran, we have, Inna lillah, we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality of human being attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, I understand these teachings are for us as a material human being. And especially in this culture, that the Western culture, which is always engaging with the materialism,
yes,
maybe it sounds to be complicated.
That's right.
But these are the reality of the human being, because many people, they think that and they ask, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What is my reality? Why I have been created? What is the purpose of life?
Yes.
Sounds to be simple, but it's in a same time very difficult,
yes,
for some people to find answer for. But if you understand the human being has two dimensions, first of all, physical, and second, a spiritual aspect of human being, you can easily find some answer for this complicated question. So the reality of human being is soul of human being, mm-hmm, and it never die. Mm-hmm. So you never die, which means that your soul never perish. Rather, mm-hmm, your body would perish,
mm-hmm,
to some extent. And your soul remain. And the reality of the human being actually is your soul. And this pure soul has some kind of tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
For example, many human beings have same feeling. They have been experienced same feeling. Feeling of giving charity.
Yes.
To be volunteer for the poor people, for those people who have been got into some, problems,
mm-hmm,
they have been stuck in earthquakes,
yes,
or for example, in flood. You want to have some offer, some volunteer, contribution. These kinds of altruistic tendency that we find in the human being actually stems from your soul, which is your reality. On the other hand, we have some animalistic tendencies, like, for example, doing some evil actions, I don't know, bothering other people, committing adultery. Sometimes this kind of tendency always struggle with each other. Yes. It shows that human being has two dimensions.
That's right. And unlike Christianity, we do not believe in the Holy Spirit.
No.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Holy Spirit. He is the creator of the spirit too, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I do not, because of that, I gave this introduction.
Yes.
In order for my dear listener not to confuse these ideas, when we say the soul and spirit, it does not refer to the Christian understanding of this issue. It is totally different. We are talking about nafakhtu fihim min ruhi. We are talking about the reality of human being and the beginning of the creation of mankind. And actually, we believe that when any child in the beginning of creation, usually around after four months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew this spirit to the body of mankind. Okay, we call it the position of nafkh ruh.
Yes.
And it become prepared to be complete version of human being.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of the spirits into us. For example, at the time of the death, we can say when the angel of the death comes, by the order of Allah, it takes away, isn't it, the spirit from our body.
We can say the owner of his spirit or the creator of his, spirit and the souls of human being. We can have different terms here, but after all, inna lillah, we are from Allah. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the creation and the origin of human being is from Allah. It is very important to understand that. And our destination is kind of returning to Him. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ
That's right.
And one time we refer to Him, and actually we are passing this life in order to get some kind of proximity toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's very clearly show the beginning, origin of creation, and the destination of that.
That's right. Can you give us also other examples from the text of the Holy Quran referring to the concept of roh or something?
For example, in the verse of Noor Quran, we have فَأَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينَ حَنِيفًا فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Straight toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn your face toward His religion, which is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this kind of fitrat Allah mean the, God-given nature of human being.
That's right.
Which is referring to the reality and the souls of human being, which have some kind of tendency toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a need for worshipping the Almighty, a need for having this kind of, as I mentioned, lots of examples of the altruistic examples. These kind of humanistic, examples and tendencies within the human being, embedded in the souls of human being, referring to the reality of mankind.
That's all right. Thank you so much, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of a spirit. And we can say how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human being with blowing His own spirit into the bodies of the human being. It was very kind of you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban. Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن الرحمن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.